We want you to be aware. We want you to be aware when you step to Kate Fox and want to say how much you love her on the show. Just know she might say some Looney Tunes stuff to you afterwards, okay?
No, she is. Kate Fox is certifiably insane.
This is not true.
But all of us have a woman in our life that is certifiably insane. I think everyone will be able to relate to the crazy that we're talking about with you, Kate Fox.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, this week's example is actually pretty mild. I'm going to go pretty easy on you to start out. Let's flash back to yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yes, we were having a conversation about a famous Hollywood actress.
Now, actress Laura London, who was recently featured in the new VH1 series.
Okay, just a little story about
Laura
London.
Baby mama.
Right, so I naturally tried to, she said Laura London, right? So I tried to, in a very calm and respectful way, explain to her, just so you know, her name is Lauren London, not Laura. So naturally, you think she would say, oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Laura? I meant to say Lauren. But Kate Fox said...
I call her Laura London. That's my girl.
Why would someone...
She told me that I could call her Laura.
To change her name.
Lauren, no.
Laura, a different name. Right. Okay, so that makes sense. So then I said, if I was to call her... I said, if you want to call her Laura London, Kay Fox, that would be the same as me calling you L Fox. And Kay Fox didn't appreciate that, so she naturally said...
And I call you Rosen Douchebag.
That's just funny.
That's just funny stuff. That's really funny.
So there's a logic in that.
No, there's no logic. But then finally, when it was all said and done, I said, you know what? I can tell you, something's going on with you. I want to be supportive as your coworker, your teammate. Is anything going on? What's going on with you today? And Kay Fox obviously appreciated my help because she responded.
What are you doing? Take your red shirt off.
There it is. There it is. There it is. Attack my color shirt. Well,
I'm a... The Cypress Sounds and Rosenberg Show on Hot 97.
Go ahead, Kay Fox.
I'm going to own that. You got to get a little crazy. Leave that 9 to 5 out the door.
See, that didn't make any
sense. And just enjoy yourself.
What is she saying? You've been like, oh.
You got to get a little crazy.
Take your red shirt off. Now, I know everyone is excited for the big day on Sunday at Summer Jam 2011.
Well, I'll be honest, not everyone. The 65,000 that are going to be jammed in that stadium.
Excited.
A lot of people are probably a little sad.
All the artists performing always look forward to coming to New York City and doing Summer Jam is when they bring out their big surprises. Because, you know, there's Summer Jams all weekend long up the East Coast, like Boston, Providence. But they're not as big as ours.
Well, you mean...
No disrespect.
This is the real one. You mean as opposed to doing the bootleg
one? This is the original one.
This is the real deal.
This is the manifestation of what Summer Jam is.
I mean, and you can tell by the lineup, this is just official tissue. But it's an interesting situation for us at the radio station because we want to watch the show like everyone else.
Yeah.
Kay Fox wants to find a man, like all the women at Summer Jam. Am I right?
You're not right.
There's certain people I'm excited to see, but almost every year, I don't get to see any of the show.
No.
And our boss, who is a fine gentleman, tells us, whatever, it's not for you. You're working.
It's not for you. Hey, can I get... Actually, they were quite generous with tickets this year, but it's like, normally it's like, I want my fiance to go, because she wants... Shut up! Why does anyone you know get to go to Summer Jam? Because I do the morning show at Hot 97, and I seem like a loser if I can't come up on one pair of tickets. People are like, oh, man, you must get tickets to Summer Jam. If I beg.
Wow, you guys are killing it, man. You must get at least 10 pairs.
Laugh in your face.
And then yesterday, we got one of our favorite bosses' emails. We like to call this Ebro's Emails.
Girls, it's time for Ebro's Emails.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
All right, so we got an email yesterday, pretty standard issue for Summer Jam weekend for those of us who work at Hot 97. It's called the Live Broadcast Schedule and Board Op Producer Schedule for Hot 97 Summer Jam. And it lists our schedule, very, very exciting, all the people who get to be on air. Guess who gets to kick off the day, guys?
We do!
Cypher Sounds, Rosenberg, and K-Fox!
Yay!
So the email continues on in normal. It asks some questions, you know, tells some people things he recommends, blah, blah, blah. Different times we're supposed to be there. And then, at the end, it says, All breaks need to be kept to a maximum of 2 minutes. If you do not have anything to say, then be quiet and let the music play. The word be quiet is all caps. Do not force it, all caps. And babble, all caps.
Babble?
If we have an issue with this, we will not ask you to broadcast next year. Damn. What kind of attitude is that going into summer jams? My God.
Yo. So if we mess up this year, next year we get to watch the show. Woo! Because he won't ask us to do.
Yes, so okay. The plan is...
I'm talking for 20, 30 minutes straight.
Come this Sunday, you can hear Cypher Sounds, Rosemary, and K. Fox doing an extended...
podcast.
A podcast version. Show. So we can just watch the show next year.